your source for awesome things to do and see in the great state of Oklahoma, along with helpful real estate news, tips, and information. Now, let's join our host, realtor and wannabe cowboy, Tim Dumas.
Hello and welcome. I am Tim Dumas, realtor with Bricks and Branches Realty here in the Oklahoma City area. Thank you for joining me today. We do have a special guest, Paul Frabel. He is president of the Holy City of the Wichitas, and there's a great event coming up, the Easter Pageant. The Easter Pageant down at the Holy City in the Wichita Mountains. I've been. It's a great event. It brings in thousands of people. And so I asked Paul to come on the show and tell about this great event because I want you to know more about it. And Paul shares some interesting stories and some of the things that most people are not aware of concerning this Easter pageant and the Holy City of the Wichitas. So let's go to that interview right now. I hope you enjoy it. And now I want to introduce my guest, Paul Frabel. He's president of the Holy City of the Wichitas, and he's going to share about some great, wonderful event that's getting ready to happen in Oklahoma that you can go see. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tim.
I really appreciate you being here.
Thanks. It's our pleasure to be here representing the Holy City of the Wichitas and the Wallach Foundation, and also to talk about one of the most exciting little pieces of history we have in this territory down here.
Well, I'm excited about it. And my daughter was an angel years ago. And it's one of my, in my opinion, it's one of the best events Oklahoma has. So thank you for coming on. And please tell about what's getting ready to come up March 23rd and March 30th.
Well, that would be our 99th presentation of the Prince of Peace pageant, which originally started as a sunrise service by Reverend Wallach, a congregational church leader down in Lawton, but he was teaching Sunday school up in Medicine Park. He fell in love with the mountains of the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge, and he decided he wanted to do a little play for one Easter sunrise service, so he basically did the Last Supper and the Resurrection at Dawn. That caught on, and in 1927, we had our first bulletin published for the second performance, and it's been our privilege every year since to go ahead and do a performance in the mountains over there and continue this rich history of telling the story of Jesus at Easter time.
Now, isn't it Paul, isn't it one of the longest, if not the longest, Easter pageant outside Easter pageant in America?
Right. Our history in North America, North America, not just United States, is the longest running outdoor Easter pageant. Now, we only do it the one time of the year, but we've never had an interruption in our 99-year history. World War II saw us go over to the edge of the Wichita Mountains at Fort Sill, and I mean like the very eastern foothills. And during the COVID crisis, where everything got canceled just before Easter, we went ahead and held the play that October. So every year for 99 years coming this Easter, we will have told the story of Jesus from the announcement to Mary to the resurrection up there in the mountains.
Well, that's wonderful. So kind of give people an overview of what to expect when they come, if you would.
Well, first off, there's not a lot of roads in and out, so I would suggest arriving early. And it's our recommendation, mountains get cold once you show up in the evening. And I would be appreciative if you dress in case the weather turns on you. Bring your sleeping bags and pads and lawn chairs. You can bring your own food. We will also have food trucks and vendors on site up until the play starts and possibly later. And we would love to have you come out. Some of the drawbacks we have for having a natural amphitheater in a beautiful mountain location is there's not good cell service and stuff. So if you expect to make any purchases while you're out there, we don't have ATMs or anything. Please bring money for a donation. We ask for a donation at the gate. There actually is no charge. If you got one or more kids under the age of 10, you can plead poverty and come on in. I'm teasing. but kids are expensive and we understand, but we'll give you a program at the gate and ask for a donation, and there'll be other times to either purchase items or donate throughout the play. And we would appreciate you coming out, but please remember to dress warm. If that wind shifts after nightfall, it'll get pretty brutal. At this point in time, we start to play at dark the night before and finish about 11:30 or midnight. That changed from starting at 3 in the morning and having resurrection at sunrise, because in the 1970s and 80s, our local churches started holding their own Easter sunrise service. It was never the Holy City's purpose to compete with local churches, but instead to augment what you're learning there and try to add some life to the stories you read in the Bible about Jesus. Currently, we see anywhere from 70 to 120 cast. We're fully run throughout the year by only 1.5 employees and mostly volunteers taking care of our 60 acres, weeds, rocks, buildings, and all. We have the only Works Progress Administration project done in the 1930s. It was built for the express purpose of being a faith site. Our World Chapel, all the way up through Pilate's Court and the crosses, was all constructed courtesy of President Franklin Roosevelt and U.S. Senator Elmer Thomas. After the completion of the construction, whose main purpose was to hire Oklahomans hit by the double whammy of depression and drought, they gave us the keys and said, it's yours, make it work. And the Wallach Foundation, in the truest sense of a nonprofit, has had years we struggle. We always look for community support. Currently, you can support us through the holycityofthewichitas.org website, or if you like doing things the old-fashioned way, which is really great, we covet any donations, you can send it to Holy City of the Wichitas, P.O. Box 465, Medicine Park, Oklahoma, 73557. You would help support this 99-year project that's always ongoing till the Lord returns. During our heyday, when we first got over there to the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge in 1934, shortly after the 1935-1936 builds, we hosted 200,000 people in the audience once or twice, and again in the early 50s after our movie came out. We actually had a movie done on the play in 1948. It was a full-on Hollywood production, color, sound, wardrobe, everything, except none of the studios wanted to release their actors to come join us and make the film. So we did what we always do. We went ahead and invited the local community of volunteers who were more than willing to come out and spend some of their time during the daytime back then. Night lighting wasn't very good. So our normal cast members came out and helped produce the movie. Mildred Cooty, a 6'4", 180-pound individual at the time, was Jesus in the play throughout the filming. It took almost a year to put together and released in early 1949, sadly, just shortly after Reverend Wallach himself passed, so he never actually saw the completed movie. Because the movie was filmed entirely on location here in Medicine Park, Oklahoma, up at the Wildlife Refuge, the world premiere in early 1949 was in downtown Lawton at one of their big theaters at the time. And front row seats for the world premiere of our movie cost $1,000 in early 1949. That'd be the equivalent to you or me paying about $10,000 now.
Wow.
So our history is pretty rich. Yeah, it is. Our history is pretty rich. We've always had volunteers come out. We are organized intentionally by Reverend Wallach as a non-denominational entity, for lack of a better word. The Wallach Foundation was organized to be non-denominational intentionally, and we have in some of our museum archives and such letters from Reverend Wallach stating he wanted everyone to feel welcome. We're not compromising the Bible, but we wanted everyone to feel welcome. And Reverend Wallach stated, even the Jews and the Muslims. In our rich history in association with Fort Sill, we have had on occasion Jewish soldiers from Israel participate in the play, as well as Muslims, when they're here for training, will often come out on their time off and spread their prayer cloth out in front of our temple building. So we have a varied and rich history. If you came to visit us at our site out there in the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge, you would see the influence of several denominations, Catholics, Lutheran, as well as just plain old Baptists in this area. But the point is, everyone is welcome to hear the story of Jesus. It is a story that needs to be told no matter what. And we are telling the story straight out of the Bible. There's terms we could use that everybody changes the meaning on. But essentially, we're biblical literalists. The story's in the Bible. We tell it the way it's written. If you were going to fault us, it would be because we use somewhat modern music, if you consider stuff that's been written in the 1900s and some 2000s modern. So, but we have a lot of fun with this presentation. It takes a lot of training. We've been rehearsing on Sundays since January. Of course, weather shut down one Sunday. And we're always trying to move forward. One of the reasons we need donations, even before the play, as well as during it, or have you come by and visit the gift shop, pick up some unique Holy City souvenirs that you can only find right there in the Wichita Mountains. One of the other things, like this year, just this past week, we were dealing with the fact that we tried to turn the lights on and they didn't work. And we found out rats had chewed through some of our wiring. That's going to be a repair bill that's, let's just say it looks like 3 or 4 months of mortgage payment for most people. Hmm. And of course, we would appreciate anybody who wanted to help out on that. The Wallach Foundation exists on three major structures. The first one is the volunteers, including the cast members, who come out throughout the year and work in wardrobe. Anita and Cindy are two wardrobe ladies, and they have a rich history there. Cindy is one of our 50-year veterans, as well as Alan Corrales, our director, has been involved with the Prince of Peace pageant at Easter time for over 57 years. But we covered the volunteer time when they come out. We have to do weeding. A lot of times there's things to be put back together. We have to determine, can volunteers do it for just the material expenses, or do we need to hire an outside agency? You might imagine that having 38 principal buildings and structures primarily made out of rock, we're always tracking down a mason for some extra repair work. The Wichita Mountains are also mildly seismically active. You get the little tremblers, ones and twos, all the time. And our buildings are pretty well built, but sometimes you get that stuff, those little earthquakes like that. And you'll find out what rock could have used a little more motor the last time it got repaired or something. So, but we have a lot of fun. It's interesting to go out first thing in the morning on volunteer days like Saturday mornings or other occasions and discover things like a rock you thought was permanently in place, and now it's 20 or 30 feet into the shepherd's field and you see a little trail behind it where it literally rolled downhill overnight. That could be from a lightning strike nearby on the bedrock, or it could be it was its turn to move for the shake that day. So it's a very interesting volunteer thing to be doing out there. My focus as a volunteer is, of course, on grounds and maintenance. As president, I have to make a lot of decisions and try to keep contacts going, but I have several wonderful committees right out of the 16 or so board members that help us out a lot. The pageant committee pretty much takes over this time of year, and they just let me or one of the other people know what we need to buy. So, and we try to do that for them, or if they need professional outside help, such as this lighting repair coming up this coming week, we've got it started in we can always scrape and claw somewhere and get some money. But if we had donations, just general donations to help us out that even before the play, that would be quite useful this time around, especially. So not to harp on it, but that's the one thing that's on the top of my plate this week. When we go out and do volunteer work Saturday and rehearsal Sunday, there'll probably be a couple more things that want to be the cream on top of the cake, but and I'll have to deal with them. It's crazy, but it's an awful lot of fun to be out there. Besides the event, some of the other things we do, we are open for tours throughout the year if you call ahead and schedule. I am very willing to get into my pageant costume, which I'm basically a peasant, not a very big peasant, but a peasant, proud member. That's so I can fill in at the last minute if somebody else is out for the evening of the pageant. So, but I'm more than willing to get in that costume and take you around on a 20-minute tour or something, explain some of the things and tell you about some of the silly things that happened during rehearsal or throughout the year. Obviously, on the Wildlife Refuge, there's occasions our interior space where we try to keep them out of gets adopted by a large buffalo, usually a bull. If you have a large buffalo bull who's adopting your area, you just work your way around them. It's not a good idea to be shooing those guys out. So generally they're pretty even tempered and they compliment the scenes and stuff when people come by. We are, of course, open for business year round, except Christmas. Sometimes we close. Sometimes if it's going to be decent, we might be open on Christmas. Hard to say. Our hours are 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and 1 to 5 on Sunday. If we're busy, we will keep our gates and stuff open a little more than that. As far as the play goes, the play this year will, of course, as you mentioned, Tim, be on March 23rd and March 30th. The play in recent history, besides starting at dark and ending just before midnight, is also held 2 times during that period to give us a rain date, basically. And that is always the Saturday before Palm Sunday and the Saturday before Easter. That's the one time we're allowed to put on a big event, have food vendors and other stuff there. And I guess just like Jerusalem Passover, it gets very, very busy. Mm-hmm. The rest of the year, of course, we are busy during summer and other tourist seasons like the upcoming spring breaks. One of the advantages we have of being out there besides the peace and quiet is we also have the World Chapel, which does not hold regular services and was named the World Chapel by, again, Reverend Wallach, our founder, for the intent to make everyone feel welcome. It's sometimes called the Sistine Chapel of the Americas because the artist Irene Malcolm is solely responsible for the tile in the foyer, including a quote from St. Francis of Assisi, as well as decorating the walls and the ceilings, a project that took her greater than 7 years, of which she was only hired for 2 by the Works Progress Administration and donated her time just as a gift to God the rest of the time that she was there. So what that means is we have a chapel available for you. We just recently did our fellowship hall and kitchen with a grant gift from, I can't remember the people, so whoever you are, forgive me. We are putting your name on the wall, though. But we were given a grant gift to redo our kitchen and fellowship hall, and we appreciate that. Grants are really nice. They help us with big projects. Donations help us pay the electric bill for the kitchen and the heating bill. And the lighting, of course, throughout the property. But so, our fellowship hall and our chapel are available for use with only a deposit fee of $100, refundable upon the time you leave. Our chapel and fellowship hall are available for use to groups that want to have a service, that want to come out and volunteer, or just want to hold a Bible study. That is why we don't hold regular services, with the exception of weddings, which we charge for. We would love to have anybody come out with a Bible study group or something. And if you coordinate well ahead of time, we can work out possibly doing a scene from the Bible right there on the property at one of our props, one of our set pieces. Mm-hmm. You have to keep in mind, from the chapel up to the crosses on the hill and down to the inn and stable and the boat, we have 14 acres of permanent scenery to tell the story of Jesus with. And we'd love to have you come out and do your Bible studies for kids or adults or whatever throughout the year.
Well, it's such a beautiful place in the background. It does make you feel that you're in the Jerusalem area. It's a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm. Now, here in the Wichita Mountains and on the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge, of course, we have the reddish sandstone granite rock with a touch of iron oxide, which is also one of the reasons you can't get a good cell signal. You're almost in a Faraday cage out there. But it's considered, Reverend Wallach was told by people who visited the land of Israel back between the wars when he first started this. He was told that the ruggedness of the Wichita Mountains looks a lot like the land around Israel, except over there, of course, they had the grayish white limestone. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons we enjoy the place is it is quite peaceful. We're nestled against part of the off-limits area of the refuge, so we have 2.5 sides to the entire property that nothing can go into without permission. And that creates quite a bit of solitude or what. It makes the place very beautiful. By the time spring break starts here in another week, we're going to have wildflowers blooming all over the place. And if the Lord blesses and the rains continue through June, we will have those blooming for about that long. So it is a very beautiful place, a place for quiet reflection. One of the interesting things I've noticed the last couple of years when I go out there, especially during spring break and slightly after, we make a very good background setting for your senior picture.
Hmm.
So,
okay. Well, Paul, I'm about out of time, but I want to thank you so much for coming and sharing about the Wichita Mountains, the Holy City, and the pageant. And I'll have information in the show notes that people can donate or find out how to get involved. But it is, like I say, in my opinion, it's one of the best events that Oklahoma has to offer, and one of the most beautiful places that Oklahoma has to offer. But so I really appreciate you coming on and all that you're doing, you know, as being the president of the Holy City of the Wichitas. Paul, thank you very, very much.
Well, Tim, thank you. And we're more than happy to tell you about the place. And we would love to have you visit the website again, theholycityofthewichitas.org, or mail us something at the Holy City, P.O. Box 465, Medicine Park, Oklahoma, 73557. The gift shop phone number to coordinate events, if you decide you want to bring a group down, and we would ask you to do this ahead of time, is on the website page. And we'd love to have you there. We also have a Facebook page, and hopefully soon that will monetize as well. And you can make a donation through there. Meanwhile, we'd just like to see you out. A nice warm day. Come on down from Oklahoma City. We're just a few short minutes away, just over an hour. And we love all our visitors.
Okay. Well, Paul, thank you very much again. I really appreciate you being on my guest on today's show.
Thank you, Tim.
Paul is a great guy. I spent some time talking with him after we did the interview. I really like him a lot, and he really enjoys sharing about the Holy City of the Wichitas. Great, great guy. Go meet him if you can. I do encourage you to go see the Easter pageant down at the Holy City. It is March 23rd and March 30th. I've been before. I'm looking forward to going again. It's such a great time. It's out in a beautiful area. And again, it starts around the time that the sun goes down. But it's going to be a great, great time. I have links in the show notes to the Holy City of the Wichitas website and their Facebook. I have the address to the Holy City of the Wichitas if you would like to send in a donation or just write a letter. And I also have the address, a website address to the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Areas. So that does it for today's show. The interview went a little long, but I wanted to spend time sharing about this great event, and I do hope you go. But I would like to leave you with a quote from Jim Rohn. You cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. That's something to think about. Thank you again for joining me for this episode of the Oklahoma Living in Real Estate Show. Again, my name is Tim Dumas, and I serve Oklahoma as a realtor with Bricks and Branches Realty. If there's anything in the world I can do for you to help you regarding buying or selling a home, please reach out to me, 405-352-8186. I hope you go out and have a great weekend. Enjoy your day, and God bless.